This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? The best, the number one way for you to get yourself into a good place is to listen to our conversations on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is here. There's always a deeper reason for the feelings that you have, the emotions that you feel, that sort of thing. A lot of times people have doubts, questions, and so we're here to address those and help you get through taking a shower in a thunderstorm. For example, there are a lot of people who like to put down certain thoughts from certain people because they're just from that person. For example, I get scrutinized more than most human beings by the three ladies who are my colleagues. Most notably, Victoria is the troublemaker. She starts it, and then everybody else jumps on. So yeah. We've just taken a number of...
I feel like Jen is like the velvet hammer, though.
Jennifer is sneaky about it. You're not. You're just like come in with a hammer, boom, bang, boom. The latest rumor that needed to be quashed by Victoria, so she thought, was my saying that if you take a shower in a thunderstorm, you're in danger. And she's
I thought that was a complete old wives' tale.
Right. Okay. So then, what did you find?
Oh no, I think that's. That is true.
I Googled it because I have to fact check Doug. And so my answer was, all right, sometimes you're right. And he was right about this one. This is now, according to health.com and NOAA, you have to be incredibly unlucky to be struck by lightning while showering, but it can happen technically. Jen, I totally had like a brain fart moment because I was reading through the list of things that it says not to do during a lightning storm, and number one was don't talk on a corded phone, and I go, what's a corded phone?
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot. I like completely, I haven't had a landline in... since
unbelievable.
The year 2000?
Well, even your landlines don't have, I mean, everything's wireless inside your house now.
That's my point. Yeah, so I didn't know what a corded phone
was. Not mine.
And Jay goes,
what do you mean everything's wireless? I got a cord phone. It's in the studio right behind me. Next to my bed, I have a corded phone. In my office, I have a corded phone. Downstairs
like
in the kitchen.
Shaped like a football.
Shaped like a football.
No, it isn't shaped like a football. It's actually, this is just a regular plain phone with big numbers on the dialer thing. All right, anyway, so don't take a shower in a thunderstorm. Basically, the bottom line is if you have grounding rods, you won't have the problem. If you don't, the current goes in through the through the ground into the metal pipes that go into your house, copper pipes, especially if you got those going in, and then you have other, even old galvanized pipes.
Would you know if you even have lightning rods in your house, like if you don't put them in yourself?
You have to look around. You can see them. They're obvious.
They're
on the chimney, probably. They're outside. Oh, yeah, they're outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have them on the barns down the farm. I have them here at the house.
I wonder if they're on our building here. We live in an apartment complex. I can't imagine.
On the beach, and where it's Lightning City there on a hot summer day, oof, they'd be nuts not to have grounding rods.
Well, I guess I'm not showering during storms anymore.
No. Okay, there's some good news here. On the TikTok front, and I think we ought to go, this is something that was started by Trump, and apparently Biden is going further with it than was the case. It's not a criticism of Trump, it just is.
No, it's actually strengthening what Trump wanted to do.
Right.
Although,
and
I read, it just says it's a review. Is there anything actionable going on?
Well, it could prompt when they review it.
Yeah, what happens is they basically, it's a team of lawyers. We were talking about this during the tech report. Essentially, it's a team of lawyers shoring up what the actual language is going to be. So they're going to review every one of these apps, TikTok, WeChat, anything else that's Chinese owned, And they're going to individually assess what the risk is to national security, for one, and Americans'
Lots.
Personal data. And so, and then once that happens, if they find that there's something that they can do, then they're going to just write the language that's stronger. Trump had an executive order, which, you know, a lot of executive orders can be challenged in court. That one was, and it was overturned every time. So
By
we need a lot
Chinese
strong.
Chinese companies, they use our legal system to help themselves. Great.
Well, it was actually, it was really the way the judges who overturned it was because it was an infringement of First Amendment rights for Americans to express themselves.
Okay,
on
then
TikTok.
Why isn't there equal under the law? I asked this question. If that's the case, Facebook tossing everybody, Twitter tossing people?
I think that that's a great question, and there's obviously legal precedent for it. So, yeah, I think, Jen, you said if someone really wanted to, you could go and sue Twitter or Facebook, right? If you, although...
I don't know.
It's different.
Why is it different? They're both private companies.
I don't know. I think it's a really good question, and I'd be very curious to. I'll do some digging into that to see if anyone
good.
Has actually tried
find,
to.
See if you can
that.
Find out some more things that I'm right on as you do your.
He's on a roll today.
Yeah, okay. He's on a roll. Right. Yeah.
So speaking of being right, can I give you the story that's just got? I'm just spinning right now. I'm just sitting here seething because. The more we find out about COVID and the coronavirus, the more I just am convinced that people didn't care about human life and they made this more about politics than anything else. There's a new
You're
survey.
Just coming to that realization
today.
Now?
Yeah, because get this.
Hello.
There's a new study out, a new medical study from New Jersey. Victoria was in on it. She was part of the journalist.
I wrote it.
Yeah, she wrote it.
Dr. Thielen.
Hydroxychloroquine, you know how Trump was so stupid.
It was terrible
because
Trump
was terrible and it's going to kill everybody. And my God, someone died after eating aquarium cleaner.
The aquarium couple.
Well, there's a new study that shows that it can increase COVID survival by 200%.
Yep.
How many people died and would not take hydroxychloroquine? Including my mother, who didn't die, thank the Lord, but went to the hospital because she refused to take hydroxychloroquine because President Trump talked about it. Mm-hmm. How many? I mean, let that sink in for a second. I'm sorry. There is no forgiving.
Why are you sorry?
There is no forgiving the news media. The news media in this country, the stupid politicians who use this to take Trump down, they have blood on their hands. They should all be sitting on their knees praying to God that they didn't murder all these people because they did. They let people die. And it's infuriating to me that we let President Trump and what he says and what he did dictate the fact that people didn't get it.
And doctors would say, oh, no, this is no good. They'd go out of their way to try to figure out how to discredit it when it was actually, when used the proper way with the Z-Pak, it saved a lot of, early on, saved a lot of people's lives. And then all of a sudden,
you use hydroxychloroquine. So the combination is high dose of hydroxychloroquine with zinc. And that increased survival by 200% in severe COVID cases. It wasn't like it was going to cure people, but it was going to help the people who were really, truly sick survive.
Yeah, I mean, there were plenty of doctors, in New York and New Jersey, who were using it. Some doctors, I mean, we have a lot of doctor friends in our extended family group, and some used it, and some said that it didn't help. So I think it just really depends. I think the number one reason why a lot of doctors backed away from it is because, and Dr. Ken, our cardiologist here, has said the same thing, even though he was in favor of using it. But if you have any type of heart arrhythmia, which a lot of people have an undiagnosed arrhythmia, if you have any type of heart issue, you could only take hydroxychloroquine under extremely well-monitored situations in a hospital. Like, you need to be on a heart monitor. That was the main concern from all the doctors, who are all Republicans, by the way, and all voted for Trump. So this is not like a Democratic thing. That was
what
all our doctor friends had said.
You know what is very political? The news media creating so much fear that this was going to kill people. The reporters on TV going, well, I'm worried for President Trump. He just came out and said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. The horror. How could he be doing that?
He's never killing people. He never explained why he was taking it. For no reason.
To prove that you could with no problem. I mean, that was the thing, is that the media said that you were going to die if you took hydroxychloroquine. Look, the reason this infuriates me is because it's very personal. First of all, when I was sick with COVID, I had a doctor prescribe me hydroxychloroquine, and it was like you were robbing the pharmacy for the pharmacist to even give it to you. They were questioning what you were going to do with it, why you needed it. They were trying to argue with you that they shouldn't be giving it to you, all of this stuff that happened. My mom, who ended up hospitalized for 5 days because of COVID, would not even consider taking hydroxychloroquine because she thought President Trump was trying to kill people. So she's a smart person.
And she's smart. How can she be that dumb if she's that smart?
Because everybody was saying that to her on CNN.
I know, that's what I'm
saying.
How can you be that? How can we get that gullible? Can you imagine how easy it will be or could be or may be for people who influence the thinking using all of the detail, all of the info that's prejudicial and the tools that are at their disposal? You talk about this all the time, news flashes, that you get alerts when somebody's sending out information. Breaking news. What garbage? What bollocks?
I mean, I get it. Trump's not for everybody. Don't vote for him.
No,
we don't have to kill.
But that doesn't mean that everything he did didn't work. Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, what about this other?
The other story about him too today, just as we're talking, just before we move on, remember how everybody thought that he cleared out Lafayette Park when there were riots outside the White House so he could go take his photo op in front of the church that they set on fire? And everybody said, well, Trump's clearing out those people and he's using rubber bullets on American people to get him out of the park. Remember that? No, not true at all. In fact, law enforcement cleared out those people all on their own with no.
But that was that came from Bill Barr. He admitted he was the one who directed that.
But that's the law.
And Ivanka,
DOJ,
I think, is the one who...
It wasn't for Trump. I mean, the story that came out, I don't know if you guys saw it. Maybe it didn't make it to mainstream media. Axios has it this morning. Police did not clear Lafayette Park for President Trump. They didn't clear those people out so that he could go take a picture. It was planned several hours before the park police even knew that President Trump was going to leave the White House.
But the optics of it, I know we talk about optics a lot. The optics were terrible.
The truth is that they reported on something that they didn't know about. And they reported on something to make
Trump
look
bad,
because that was always the goal. Lie, just so that we can take down the person. Not corruption. You know, that's maybe when people talk about stealing elections, that's what they should be looking at. Not necessarily the fraud that happens.
Well, I think a lot of
30%.
What's
that new poll? Was put out there. I saw a poll yesterday. 30% of Republicans believe Trump will be reinstated this year. Is that true?
That's ridiculous. I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
Again, I mean, that's nuts. Can you believe anything? Because I don't believe anything.
That's it. Where do you draw the line here in the terms of credibility? And that's why I said what I did a few minutes ago as to how easy it'll be for somebody to take control of our thinking by just, you know, we were talking about the stuff with TikTok, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these Chinese-based things. You don't think that they're trying to infiltrate what we think, how we think, when we think, where we think? Of course they do, because it's all their stuff, and we're stupid enough to play into their hands. We're doing exactly what they want us to do. We're playing that game, buying all this stuff, paying attention to all of it, playing those games. Oy, 18 past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world. Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
That I want to see. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I used to drive one all over my uncle's farm.
Really? 23 after the hour, Jennifer's going to get a lawnmower.
It's a ride-on
lawnmower.
I picture her. With, like, a big hat, sunglasses, yep. A gigantic, like, glitter-covered thermos filled with a cocktail, riding on her lawnmower and mowing her lawn.
I'm so into it. You have no idea how amazing that sounds to me. You never hear from me again. Where is she? Like 3 a.m.
Still mowing the lawn.
Right. You have a big lawn and
it's
flat.
I give it a buzz cut.
You couldn't do it at your father's house because you'd go off the cliff.
Yeah, my dad doesn't have much lawn, to be honest. I mean, he's got such a nice
backyard
with a big pool and all that stuff. He doesn't have a lot of lawn. I have a ton.
All right, we've got to get to what's trending here, including our Father's Day giveaway. Stand by for that right after this.
Used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we have this Father's Day giveaway, Jay. We got another noontime on Friday. So get at it. The Nitro circular saw, which is a normal size saw, the same as the skill saw, except it's electric powered. You don't have to worry about the cord. I used to with my electric. I probably have a dozen circular saws around the farm, and half of them have new cords on them because I'll cut the cord in half. While I'm using it to saw, the cord gets in the way. And of course, Victoria would say, well, how come you didn't get electrocuted? Because there's a plastic around the handle just for that very purpose, because a lot of dummies like me do the same thing. They saw through the cord, and if you don't have a plastic handle around the handle itself, you could get electrocuted. But don't have to worry about that with the works circuit of saw because it's electric. It's got electric battery power. All right, so that you can win, plus the pressure washer. How are we doing on all of our posts?
Great, yeah. You get in on this if you haven't already. Post a photo of your dad, father figure, uncle, grandfather, yourself, single moms, moms who play the role of dad. All are eligible. All you have to do to be entered to win is post that photo to Facebook, our Facebook, of course, at DJV Show.
All right. Morgan Wallen is getting a lot of attention from his fans. So what's the cry? The battle cry is...
His fans not quit. Yeah, his fans have always been backing him. He's still been on top of the charts. The CMT Awards just happened, and he was, you know, banned from it after his January N-word situation. And his fans have been putting up billboards all over Nashville saying, enough is enough. The fans are speaking. They've quoted the Bible verse Mark 11:25 about, you know, some don't say things against people, don't hold things against people, forgive them. His fans want him back. And radio and his label had him suspended. He was supposed to go on tour with Luke Bryan this summer. He has backed out of the tour. He said he's working on himself, but he's not exactly showing anything that he's been working on. He was supposed to get with the president of the NAACP, NAACP, and hasn't done that yet.
Take him out for a beer.
We'll see what happens.
All right, big news. This is trending all over the place. The cicadas that were on the press plane.
Oh, yeah, that grounded it. They were supposed to have a 9 p.m. departure, didn't end up getting off the ground until about 2:15. They filled the engines. I mean, it was chaos.
They don't
bite, right?
They don't bite when they land on you?
Gross. So,
right? Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting.
I have no idea.
They don't bite you, but they cover you up. There are so many of them. Get all on your windshield, especially when it's hot. Right, exactly. Yeah. So they go through the engine of the plane. That's not a good deal. Anyway, so there you go. I wonder if you pick them up on radar. That'd be...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion, with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the pandemic is in its waning days in the United States, across the pond, that's not the case. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
The next installment of the video game Battlefield 6 has now been officially titled Battlefield 2042. The game is set to drop on October 22nd and is priced higher on PS5 and Xbox Series than PC versions. It's about $10 cheaper for PC users. It should be noted Battlefield 2042 will not have a single-player campaign and will be completely multiplayer only. The versions are All-Out Warfare, the next level of conquest and breakthrough from previous games, Hazard Zone, a modernization high-stakes squad-based experience. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay on the air. We're here. I don't presume that we are educators, although Professor Victoria likes to come up with the best service possible for correct information. So she takes it upon. It's something of a prideful thing for her. She wants to make sure that everything I say is correct.
It's just you. I'm just fact-checking you.
Really? Yes. So, would you say that I was educated or uneducated? Which
obviously
would you?
Educated.
Educated.
Okay.
But, you know, certain things. Right?
You're really? Educated and a little spacey all at the same time.
No.
Yeah. And a little clueless. Throw in a dash of cluelessness.
Oh, listen, from the person who just didn't know what a cord-connected phone was.
I just hadn't seen one in a long time.
Everybody has their moments, right? Mm-hmm. We spend our whole lives learning stuff. And how many times have you learned a song lyric or so you think, and then all of a sudden you realize you've been singing it, like, wrong for 30 years, right?
So yeah. I think sometimes we just learn things wrong, and then we stick to them, and we think they're facts, and then we realize, no, not so much.
Well, I think is that there, some people, I remember when I was in school, they equated educated with well-read. Somebody who liked to read was usually referred to as educated, and somebody who didn't like to read was uneducated. I don't know how that applies today. Do you think that's an applicable correlative, if you put educated with likes to read and uneducated with doesn't like to read, is there a correlative there? Or is it just, you know, that be, there's so many different ways to learn now. It used to be, when I was a kid, back in the old days when we had to read by the fireplace, the, I thought I'd say that before Victoria did, the idea of reading was paramount to learning. If you didn't read,
it's
you were not
harder.
Learning.
I would say it's much harder to be uneducated if you are a voracious reader. But that doesn't mean you can't be educated and not be a reader. I mean, how many people are blind that are very smart and educated, but they can't sit down and read a traditional book, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good thought. Okay. Let's go back to the New Jersey data thing. We were talking in the last half hour about hydroxychloroquine. Right. Okay. So I see that the New Jersey Department of Public Health has some interesting data, Victoria, that shows the coronavirus with those people who have had it and were fully vaccinated were very rare. I don't know if that's the same
this
way around
great
the whole
news
country.
Because, you know, we talk about, well, yeah, then this isn't just, you know, this is the Department of Health yesterday had a big press conference in New Jersey where I am, but they didn't, this is applicable to anybody who's vaccinated. And so, you know, we've been hearing these breakthrough cases, which is a little scary, right? You think, okay, I'm fully vaccinated, but can I still get it? And so this new data shows that only 0.06% of New Jersey's fully vaccinated people have contracted the virus. And in most cases, they didn't even have symptoms, or if they did become ill with it, it was minor. Now, the only difference was that anyone over 80, everybody who was over 80 years old accounted for almost half of all the hospitalizations and half of the deaths.
That's
so
not
if
news
you're
though,
under
is it?
Right, if you're under the age of 50, then it looks like the numbers were very encouraging. Essentially, what the risk assessment was, if a fully vaccinated individual testing positive, okay, the chances of that are 602 out of 1 million. Mm-hmm. Now, testing positive doesn't mean that you have symptoms. It just means you tested positive. 42 out of a million would be hospitalized, and 6 out of a million ended up dying. But that's not necessarily from COVID. That was from any cause. So
oh,
if
see,
you're
there it
over
is. That's
50,
back to...
Right.
Many
if you're
people,
over 50, you can have comorbidities. That's, yeah. You know, the Dr.
Yeah,
Jackson
well,
is talking
it.
About that.
Yeah. And well, they've all talked about it because the, well, anybody who knew anything, back to education, if you understood how this all worked, the only reason that there were so many stats, the numbers were as high as they were, because the hospitals were being paid $2,000 a piece by the feds for everybody that died of COVID. So they were fudging those numbers like you wouldn't believe. At any rate, that is this.
But it's great news, and essentially, this
is
exactly the reason why you should get vaccinated.
Yep.
The vaccines are working; they're
get
very
the vaccine
effective. Get
and
it.
Relax. Yep. Yep. All right, I'm going to the ladies aren't, but I will be in attendance with Jay's father at this year's Talkers Convention. The first time there's been a talk convention that's been in person for a couple of years, for obvious reasons. So we're going to New York. Be there tomorrow when I do the program. I'll be at the studios of Hofstra University on Long Island. And one of the things that's going to come up, I know it will, because Sean Hannity will be amongst those who are there to talk, focus in Business Insider today on the relationship that fell apart between Trump and Hannity. And the reason Hannity says, at least in this interview, that it broke down was that he became disgusted with the election stories, with the continuing claim that there was victory where there had been defeat. And apparently, I haven't listened to his program for a long time. Sean and I are friends. I like him, but I don't much listen to that stuff. I listen to about 5 seconds.
How often do you talk to him?
I haven't talked to him actually since the last time we got together at the Talkers thing. It isn't like I'm on the phone with him all the time. It's not like he's talking to Levin every day or some of that. You know, that group, that's a whole different group of people that, you know, the conservative talkers that There's three or four of them that are on the phone with each other all the time.
What people don't like to hear is that Sean Hannity is very nice.
And yeah, great guy.
And so as much as you may not like what he's
doing, he's a fabulous guy. Yeah, no, he's a little bit of a bully, but he's a great guy. Anyway, but the point here is that apparently, according to this interview, that he became disgusted with the, but he only had said it privately heretofore. He was worried about alienating the people that listened to him. So I don't know how he's addressing it on the air, because I say I don't listen. Damn, I listened to Levin for a few minutes last night, and I just click. I just can't handle it. It's I don't want to handle it. A lot of people think he's fabulous, and that's the audience that he's preaching to. That's not what we do here. I'm interested in making sure everybody hears all sides of the story, no matter what it is, and it doesn't have to always be about politics. Matter of fact, I'd rather it not be, because you get a full diet of that on most of the stations that carry this program during the course of the day, and that's swell if that's it. But we need to have a little bit more balance. And so with that in mind, I move into something that's a pet peeve of mine. So, ladies, if you'll give me a moment to push back on Joe Biden and the administration. They want to throw out Trump's efforts to scale back the things that the EPA was doing. Trump had an opportunity to do this right, and he didn't do it right either. But the idea of cutting back on the Environmental Protection Agency's overreach, especially when it comes to federal protection of lands that are owned by the government, but also private lands. Farmers, the best example I can come up with. The whole business of these young kids that are just out of whatever school they go to learn environmental stuff, environmental law, environmental protection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll never hear from me that it's not important, because it is. I'm very interested as a real conservative in conserving the vast and wonderful things that we have, the natural landscapes, the water, the air, whatever it is. But to have the EPA go around and declare that a puddle in your driveway is a wetland is so beyond the beyond with me. And it happened over and over and over again. And it didn't really stop. It kind of, they didn't have as many, inspectors. So maybe that's why it stopped to a point. But they never really got. Trump didn't have a clue about agriculture and really didn't have a clue about the environment. So it wasn't a priority for him. And so whatever the people did that were in charge of those departments, okay, that's fine. I want to talk about something else. And so now Biden comes in, and the people that are all about, oh, we got to protect the environment. Yeah, we do. But there's got to be some common sense that applies to this. And so when I see that there's a pushback for protection of streams and wetlands, I recoil, because they don't know. They really don't. I'm somebody who knows, frankly. I understand habitat. I understand wildlife.
You hate the word habitat, remember? There was a whole you had a whole day where you hated the word habitat.
Right. Well, the habitat is it's one of those words that gets overused and inappropriately applied. But, let's face it. In order for us to survive, we better find a way to keep the water that we drink and that we use clean. And we're having a problem with that at the moment.
That's a huge problem. And so that's part of why.
But you see what I'm saying?
Though,
they just go too far, Victoria. They go.
Right.
I totally get that.
Can you tell us
what the story is? For those of us who don't know, what's the line?
Well, Biden wants to put more inspectors out to protect streams and wetlands, and it's just like let's have more IRS inspectors so we can get.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Okay, but here's the real story, right? But the behind the scenes, though, is Trump put together an independent panel of scientists. The Trump administration put this panel together. They even were against the rollbacks that he did. So this is a problem. But it is a problem, and especially they've noted in dry states like New Mexico and Arizona, there's no protection of those wetlands and waterways which turn into drinking water. And the other thing is a report that came out a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or so ago, and I think maybe you probably addressed it on the American Family Farmer show. But the amount of pollution coming from factory farms that's ruining all the land around it. That's the kind of stuff that was rolled back under Trump. That's now what Biden's attacking
too. That was the wrong stuff to roll back.
Right.
That's
right.
The problem is the wrong stuff to roll back.
That's affecting everybody's drinking water all around them.
Well, Megan told me, my daughter Megan told me yesterday, Jennifer, that, or maybe it was Brendan. I talked to both of them yesterday, and they were both kind of on the same tune. I know this was Brendan telling me about the water supply and how they're figuring in 3 months from now there's not going to be any water. And I said to him the same thing that I've said to you and anybody else who would listen. Why in the world doesn't California do what New Mexico does, what Arizona does?
Arizona,
what
yep.
Other dry states that capture the rain when it comes, and they save it.
I think I might have given you that idea, didn't I?
Yeah, you may have
done
that.
Yeah, you've been saying that for the 5 years that I've known you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how come no one else thinks about
it? So Brendan said so many people are leaving, and they're going to leave in droves now because the state's going to dry up because there's nobody thinking,
drought protection,
doing.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And they limit our showers, and they tell us we can't flush the toilet every time. And, you know, really, truly, they overcharge you. If you use water, then they're going to charge the heck out of you. So, it's a mess. And you know what? This is not new. Everybody likes to say, well, it's global warming.
Not.
Okay, maybe big picture. But cyclically, we have dry years and we have wet years. And we have to prepare for the dry years.
How much imagination does it take to dig a few holes in the ground and save the water? The ground,
I don't
the
get
water
it. And how many jobs would that create? And the government loves to spend money on these kind of crap projects. Instead, they put a ton of money into a bullet train that is never going to get off the ground.
Oh, my God.
They keep putting tracks
so
down.
So damned outrageous.
I mean,
that's why the public is so... is really, really put off by big government and expansions like this. It's 46 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Get your motor running. Da, 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 da. So the motor is running on the DJV download. Pretty exciting stuff here. If you don't capture all of our pithy remarks through the course of our 3 or 4 hours live on the air every day, you can get the abbreviated version in the download at djvshow.com. And the most recent one is the story about the Bachelor host who is, what did he get, 10 million, 20 million, something. They bought him off to shut him up more than anything else because ABC apparently has a can of worms there. Speaking of ABC, Tom Bergeron is here, isn't he? Aha! And we talk about Army Hammer checking in for treatment on this download and J-Lo moving to L.A. to be with Ben. It's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here on the DJV Health Program. A quick reminder about the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken. A number of items every single week. Why are heart disease numbers climbing? A focus on obesity. And is it a problem? Does it lead to COVID fatigue? Well, if you're sick, heart disease, does it play into it? I don't think I ever asked you that question directly. As a cardiologist, Dr. Ken, this would be the first question. How much of a problem is COVID if you have heart disease? We know about diabetes. We know about vulnerability being overweight, and sometimes the two go hand in hand. But let's say you don't have diabetes and you're not overweight, you're not obese, but yet you got a heart problem. Does that mean that you're more vulnerable for COVID?
Yes, there's a study just out that if you have known heart disease and if you get COVID, you're at increased risk of getting a heart attack. So just another important reason for this subgroup of people and everyone to get vaccinated.
Yeah, there's no question, it seems to me. All right, so let's move on into another area here. There are a couple of different things. I try to put the questions together. Here's a lady who says, I'm scared. My brother's 69, just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My dad, who's 95, doesn't have it. Not a speck of it. I also have a sister-in-law that is my age, just died from Alzheimer's. What can I do to bring some peace of mind and clear out the fear of getting Alzheimer's? That's a very, very good question. That's an interesting scenario, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can Alzheimer's disease be prevented? It's still a little bit debatable, but what we do know is that lifestyle can help many people, and it's the lifestyle that you live to lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, eating a heart-healthy diet, and also when the doctor says it's okay, exercising, don't smoke, and get the stress out of your life. All of these things that keep you from having a heart attack or stroke also keep the brain thinking and remembering a lot longer.
Yeah. But what about the treatments for, let me do part B here of this, the treatments that may be around. There are drugs. I think I've told you that there's a cannabis research project going on at either Harvard or Beth Israel, Dana-Farber, that takes one of the properties of THC and uses it to treat and or apparently they've tried it in mice, eliminate Alzheimer's. I don't know how you know that a mouse has got Alzheimer's, but anyway, what do you think about that?
Bottom line is it's not yet ready for prime time, but no. Let's stay tuned and be hopeful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Do I need surgery for gallbladders? Asks Gerald, who's listening to us on our new affiliate in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He apparently went to the ER for some abdominal pain. He was vomiting. The doctor told him that the ultrasound showed he had gallbladder stones and ought to have them removed. So is that something you do with laser? How do you get rid of these things these days?
Well, hopefully he can have it without having the abdomen opened up, but do it through the scopes. And this is in a skilled surgeon, a relatively straightforward procedure. You don't even get admitted. My mother back in the 1970s was in the hospital for a week getting her gallstones out and had an incision right across the bikini line from left to right. And now you barely see it and you don't even get a night in the hospital.
Really? All right, so that's something important. Coffee in the focus of this question. There are a lot of people who wonder about drinking coffee. Is decaf okay when you go out to dinner, let's say, and at the end of the meal you want to have a cup of coffee? I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, so I'm not a good person to ask.
Wow.
But I know I've been with people, and you know that. I've told you that 100 times. I never had coffee. I've never smoked anything, never done
any drugs. No, I didn't realize you never had a single
never.
Drink of coffee.
Never.
That's news to
never.
Me.
I didn't
the rest
really
I know.
Okay. All right, anyway. So what does it do to your sleep, really and truly?
Well, Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition this week, we know that caffeine will likely improve your mood and alertness and may help you to attend to simple tasks. However, Doug, it will do little to improve more complex tasks. So if you must endure a night without sleep, avoid driving a car or performing any high-stake tasks.
All right. So there, in other words, don't drink coffee before you go to bed. That sounds like it. How much coffee do you drink? Definitely don't do it before you go to bed. All right. How much do you drink?
Rare. I'm not a big coffee. But doctors love coffee. And actually, in moderation, under 400 milligrams per day. It might actually be healthy. Good thing to do if it doesn't charge you up and give you palpitations, which are a small fraction of the...
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.